This book is not an anecdotal encyclopedia. I started this introduction with our family history to help you understand our background so you could fully appreciate the biblical, theological, historical, and practical reasons why I believe in natural and supernatural healing, or whole person medicine and divine healing, both enhanced by prayer. Although you will see a synthesis of biblical, theological, and historical concepts in this book, this is more than a theological argument or a practical polemic. This book is a witness. It is the outcome of a journey of faith and learning that sent me from a preacher's home in India through Yale University Divinity School to Oral Roberts University. The positive relationship between prayer and health has been studied and documented. Many of these studies are about prayer of all kinds, regardless of the religious assumptions and theologies undergirding the prayers. My interest is prayer for healing, exclusively in the name of Jesus Christ. My interest is not in the science of the act of prayer, but in the theology and history of Christian prayer for healing. Likewise, Craig Keener and others have convincingly documented the authenticity of contemporary miracles. I do not focus on miracles, but presuppose the reality of authentic miracles and supernatural healings. This book is about prayer of faith as a Christian practice and ministry. I am interested in what the Bible has to say about it and how the church has, or has not, historically practiced it. Based on my own encounters with well-known Christian efforts to heal the sick, I hope to present a perspective that allows sick individuals to pray and seek divine healing without necessarily rejecting science-based medicine, especially whole-person medicine. I am a graduate of Yale Divinity School, MDiv and STM, and Oral Roberts University Seminary, DMIN. Obviously, these two schools represent vastly different theological perspectives and presuppositions. So, you will see the influence of both Henry Nouwen and Oral Roberts on my thinking in these pages. You will also encounter the simple review of biblical texts on healing, as well as a theological and historical examination of divine healing. After a year of clinical pastoral education, CPE, and 5 years of experience as the pastor of a New England church, I joined the chaplaincy staff of the former City of Faith Hospital in Tulsa, Oklahoma, which was founded by Oral Roberts as a part of the ORU Medical School to merge medicine and prayer. The story of the City of Faith is in this book. Because Oral Roberts was a globally recognized healing evangelist, I had numerous opportunities to participate in his Pentecostal charismatic healing ministry outside the hospital, while at the same time working with highly competent medical doctors, nurses, and other professionals on the, quote, healing teams at the City of Faith. These practitioners were sincerely and intentionally endeavoring to mix the prayer of faith with competent science-based medical practices, expecting better outcomes for the patients. A host of clinically trained chaplains from different denominations who believed in the power of prayer and the current work of the Holy Spirit were also involved in the expensive City of Faith Medical and Research Center. This effort lasted only 8 years due to financial challenges and other reasons, but this short-lived experiment, which had an undeniable impact on the medical world, gave everyone involved plenty of opportunities to, quote, watch and pray. Mark 13, verse 33, chapter 14, verse 38, to see the implications of believing in both natural and supernatural healing in the 20th century. Lessons learned from reflections on this experience are also in this book.